Get ready to power start your day with wealth, lifestyle, and leadership coach Nicola Smith Jackson. Tune in each Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. Eastern for your daily dose of motivation and business education to help you build big business and be successful. And now, here's Nicola.
Good morning, family, and welcome to Power Start Your Day. This is Nicola Smith Jackson, your power mentor, and we are going to reawaken your spirit this morning, resuscitate your passion, renew your mind, so you can recommit to the plan that God has for you, and that's for you to build a big business. Now, I'll be coaching you here Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you have not done this already, go ahead and share this out with other people. They can dial in at 602-753-1848 or listen online with their smart device, iPad, tablet, PC, or Mac at blogtalkradio.com/successwithNicola. Well, family, you know what time it is. It's time for a new series. That means that something has to end in order for something new to begin. I can tell you something. I just absolutely love coming here to Power Start Your Day to help equip you to take your spot at the top in the network marketing industry. And, you know, as I sat around, we did about two cities over the weekend, Shreveport, Louisiana, and Dallas, Texas. It was absolutely amazing, and I'm heading on into the Northeast Coast. We will be in Jersey, so all of the areas of the Northeast, you better be in the house. We have an amazing event planned for you on this coming weekend, but I need you guys to hear me. You know, our new series is on how to make your network marketing business profitable. How to make your network marketing business profitable. And I know that a lot of people think that it's all about the money, but it's so much more than that. As a matter of fact, so often in this industry, I see the priorities out of order as to what really creates big businesses, lasting businesses. And, you know, as I look at, you know, my journey here in this industry and seeing how far I've come, and I'm wondering, I'm like, well, Lord, how did you accelerate me so fast, so diligently? But it was the principles that I was carrying out, not only from when I started in business, but as a little girl. And I can tell you that these things can carry you super, super far, what we're going to be discussing. Now, our scripture, foundational scripture for this series is coming out of the book of Mark, and chapter 8, verses 36 through 37. And I think that this is very familiar to some people, but I can tell you something, that money, number one, is a major challenge for people, for a lot of people. As a matter of fact, only 5% of Americans even go over $100,000 a year in take-home income. Can you believe that? That includes people with jobs and businesses and what have you. But then now, what are you talking about moving into the top 2%? They know something, or they're doing some things just a little bit different than the 95% of the population. And I can tell you, sometimes when you're window shopping at success and you're on the outside looking in, you have assumptions. And so I want to help you guys make some things extremely clear on some pivotal points on how you can make your business profitable. And now, when most people think profits, they're only thinking income, but there are things that produce more income that have nothing to do with money. I'm going to say that. There are things and principles that will produce more income that has absolutely nothing to do with money. And I think through this series, you're going to get it. You're going to start understanding why your business may be performing at the level that it is, and how can you change it? But we got to go to the Lord, because let me tell you something. Jesus Christ died for us to have life and have it more abundantly. And there are people, believe it or not, with money that are not living abundantly. They may still be in scarcity even with money in their bank account. But we want to do this the kingdom way. So we got to go to the Lord. Father God, we come to you. We thank you. We honor you. We bless you because your name is holy. You are holy. You are bigger than anything, oh dear Lord. And as we come to you, oh Father God, asking that you allow your Holy Spirit to be fully present here at Power Start Your Day. Dear Lord, right now we're laying every burden aside, and what we are doing is we want to pick up your word like never before as we're going into higher dimensions when it comes to business, kingdom business, that is. We're thanking you, oh Father God, that you are illuminating us through your Holy Spirit on how to properly go out and do business in the marketplace, but the kingdom way. Dear Lord, as we are going to do these great exploits in your name, we'll be careful to acknowledge you. We'll be careful to acknowledge you, not only with the fruit of our lips, but also in all of our ways, including our thoughts. We're thanking Father God right now. We're thanking you for all that you've already done. We're thanking you, oh Father God, for all that you're going to do. We're gratefully and gracefully coming before your throne, making the petitions made known, to remove anything that's not of you, that will have pure heart and clean hands as we're going through this series. Father God, we honor you. We're asking you, oh Father God, that you'll equip us so that as you're sending your people from the north, south, east, and west, that we'll be ready to guide and lead them in your way, not our own. We honor you and we bless you, and we seal this prayer in the blood of your son, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, guys. Listen, on today, you want to definitely get your comments and your questions ready for the next episode on today. I'm actually going out. We're doing huge things. We're preparing for a major, major event called Synergy for our team, the next event. And I am telling you right now, it's all about team building. It's all about preparing people so that they will be a massively successful. But in full circle, we don't want people to have money, but just be a bunch of fools with money. We want people to have wisdom with their money. So as we're talking about, you know, how to make your network marketing business profitable, we got to go to Mark chapter 8, verses 36 and 37. And it says, for what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses his soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Now, I need you guys to think about this for a moment, because, you know, there is some really, really crazy things out there about people and money. They believe that most people that have money are mean, evil, what have you. Yet sometimes they may be blunt, straight to the point, just they're shooting straight arrows. They've clearly identified what fits and what does not fit in their life. But I need you guys to realize this, that, you know, these character traits has really nothing to do with the money itself. Whatever it is that is in a man's soul, their mind, their will, their intellect, it's just probably when they get money, more people know them, it's more evident. But this is something that we could work on as you are growing to make your business profitable. Now, the first point that we're going to be discussing in this series is that money cannot be your priority. It must be people. Money cannot be your priority. It must be people. I am telling you something. I love this quote by Mr. Henry Ford, and you know him, Henry Ford, right? You know him driving a Ford, or have you driven a Ford lately? You know Henry Ford. And he says, a business that makes nothing but money is a poor business. A business that makes nothing but money is a poor business. Well, wait a minute. Most people join network marketing businesses because they say, I want to make more money, and that's okay. But if that is your priority and your only priority, you are going to hinder your personal and professional growth. I can tell you something, your why definitely needs to make you cry, and it got to be bigger than just money. Because if money is your main priority in your life, you are probably living a very disgruntled life being a paper chaser. If you make it all about money, you will find yourself easily demotivated. But if you make it about people, you'll never have to worry about money. I'm going to say this one more time to you, and I hope you get it. I'm going to say this one more time, and I hope you get it. If you make building your network marketing business only about money, you will be easily demotivated. If you make it about people, you'll never have to worry about money. Now, as you go on and you marinate on that, and when we go back to our foundational scripture, it talks about gaining the whole world. Well, we already know that the Word of God says that we are in this world, but not of this world. So if you gain the whole world, the popularity, the cars, the houses, but you lose your mind in the process, I'm talking about the mind of Christ in the process, you will find yourself in trouble. This is something that will sneak up on you if you're not mindful. And we're going to share with you how to make sure you stay mindful, meaning keep your mind in the right place concerning your profitable business. There's no reason to lose your soul and go the opposite direction, because remember, everything and this earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. And God is the one who gives us the ability to gain the wealth. So once you start doing things in the worldly way, forgetting the principles of going to work wherever God is at work, where he is constantly at work on his people, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. If you're building your business truly concerning the people, we talk about this all the time, there's no problem with you doing activity that creates income, meaning that you are always looking to be better so you can be the solution, not the problem. You'll always be looking to get better so you will be the solution and not the problem. Now, we can have challenges, have problems, but we can't be the problem. Now, I know this thing called money gets very confusing, but it doesn't have to be. All I can tell you is that the Ten Commandments, for those who probably felt that that was only for you in Sunday school, and for those who say, I don't know anything about it, I can tell you one thing. The Ten Commandments will take you to your wealthy place sooner rather than later. Now, people feel like, oh, I don't want to follow God because it's too rigid. No, it's not. It leads you to lasting and continual abundance. You want everything in your life to start moving toward alignment. It will not be all in alignment at the same time, but you want to be heading in that direction. Now, I'm telling you right now, this series is going to change how you think, who you hang around, what you do, what you think about yourself, what you think about others, and what your focus should be. I know I'm going to need the Holy Spirit, as all series, to teach this one here. I don't want any of us to lean into our own understanding. It's only taken us but thus far. If you are truly ready for the next level, say you're ready to make the adjustments that's necessary. We as kingdom builders must take our spot at the top so that the right messages are consistently disseminated in the field. We don't want to sabotage or destroy the success that God already planned for you. God's plan is to prosper you, but he can only do it if you play by his rules. Listen, guys, this is going to be an amazing series. You want to get your teams on. Get ready for tomorrow. I need you to go into that scripture and ask the Holy Spirit, teach me, what does this mean? Not just what does this mean to everyone, what does this mean for me? So when we come back, you should be open, ready to flow into a place of truth so you can move on up. I shared with you, if your main focus is money, you're going to find yourself easily demotivated because you're going to find yourself focusing on folks who you feel have more money versus focusing on what you need to do to become a profitable network marketer. Guys, we'll talk to you really soon. I need you guys to chew on this a little bit. Don't wait for everything to be given to you before you go get it. We start talking about making it about the people. We're not talking about giving people everything. It's equipping them to do everything for themselves so they can equip more. This is talking about building kingdom-minded, powerful-minded individuals. Wow, I know this is going to be powerful. See you guys soon. I'm going to put in some work for the team. What you got going on? Peace out.